Okay, hello guys, and welcome back to the channel. My name is Edward Uribe, and I am your weekly host for each episode. I just want to welcome you back to another episode featuring Trey Vella. We're going to be talking about how you should want how to be a better Christian in your daily life as a Christian. So make sure you listen and make sure you take notes and enjoy the video.
If you want to, you can go ahead, just like tell like your testimony, like just a short segment, yeah. Like probably like a minute, take a two minutes to like tell me like your story, how you met Jesus and stuff. Go ahead, man.
All right.
Yeah. So just really quick testimony. I grew up in a really strong, really deep rooted Christian home. You know, I was really good with like Bible trivia. I got all the awards in Awana, which is it stands for Approved Workman or Not Ashamed. And it's a course you can go through to learn all kinds of Bible verses. But anyway, but even during all that, I dealt with a lot of like really, really bad pride issues, insecurities. I lied and cheated a lot, and I was really struggling with lust. And, you know, I was very religious. And, you know, when I first started going to Christ Alive Church, I went to youth for the very first time. I thought it was amazing. I loved it. And about the second or third time, God really started working on my heart. He removed the spirit of Leviathan, which is pride. He removed that spirit out of me. I started to get more and more honest to where I'm like not even lying anymore. I've learned tips and tactics on different ways how to handle my emotions when I want to lust. And I mean, just so much more. He's freed me from pornography, all that stuff. And it's just really amazing, how God's worked.
Yeah, man, that's amazing, man. Like, honestly, how God works for real.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I grew up, like, I used to be called Preacher Man because I knew all the Bible. Like, if you asked me a question from the Bible, I'd know it. I mean, but I didn't have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
I knew him as a person, but I didn't know him as a father and as someone that loves me with agape love and someone that really cares for me and my future.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get you, man, yeah. Like, for me, I kind of went through the same things as you did. You know, God really changed it around. And he showed me that I really need a relationship more than just going on a Sunday and just listen to a message and to go repeat the same things that I did last week or that were bad and stuff like that. So, yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, today we're going to be talking about ways to be a better Christian. We know, everybody is a sinner. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody falls down. So me and Trey are going to help you and give you some tips on how to be a better Christian.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And I feel like this is like an important message, and we should like really kind of take our time because there are many steps in which we can like be a better Christian with Jesus and not just be a lukewarm person who just sits there on a Sunday and just looks and stares and says, oh, I received the Lord that day. And it was just one day and not for the rest of the week, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to base kind of everything off the Bible as much as I can. And then Trey, you can add, because this is like kind of like a you thing right now. So, you know, so I'm going to start with like the meaning of being a Christian. You can like add to this. I'm not going to try to talk all the way through, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the Bible, as I was reading, it says that, hold on, I lost myself. All right. Hold on. So, well, in the Bible, because we base everything off the Bible, Being a Christian disciple is a child of God, which we learned, me and Trey learned on a Wednesday, that being a child of God is being accepted into following Jesus.
Yeah.
And so what I meant, what I understood, and this is my opinion, means that you are a follower, and a follower means somebody who follows behind somebody. So follows like the footsteps behind what the person left. So if we put an example, we follow after Jesus because that's what he tells us to do. He John 3:16, he tells us that for God so loved the Son that he gave his only Son to die on the cross, and he rose back from the dead. So anything you want to add to that, Trey?
Yeah, I think just, I mean, there also just kind of what you were saying about following someone. So something really God's been laying on my heart and was actually a leadership lesson a little bit ago at church was that there is a difference between a believer and a follower.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is like, demons believe in God.
Oh yeah.
Satan believes in God. He knows he's real.
Oh yeah.
But he does not follow him. See, that's the difference between lukewarm Christians, the Christians that are not all the way in and not all the way out, and then the Christians that are all the way in is because the Christians that are all the way in are following Jesus. They're wanting to go after his heart, try and copy his character the best they can and show the love he showed as a follower and as a disciple of Jesus versus just believing in him.
Yeah, I totally agree. But like overall, we all fall short of the greatness of God, which means we make mistakes and we sin, and that's why God knew that he had to die for us in order for us so that he could forgive us and continue to grow in him and not just sit down and stay down and not get it back up and try to do better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, totally right.
All right, and I also, I'm gonna give try to give many examples from what I know, and I kind of take myself as like being a Christian is also kind of like being an athlete, because like an athlete practices to get better. An athlete does what he needs to do to in order to succeed and do what is right for him. So I actually kind of take that into the Bible context, because a Christian is like being a son of God, trying to do better and do everything. 'Cause I know you play sport. You do martial arts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, I play football, so it's kind of like in the balance of being a Christian and an athlete at the same time. And it's like putting in practice and being better, you know?
Yeah, and just getting stronger too.
Yeah.
Like when you train for a football game, you can't come in and like be like a weak person and whatever position you play, not being able to do that position all the way through.
Yeah.
So, kind of an example is like when I used to compete a lot, we would train for like 3 hours on some nights. I mean, they'd be long, hard hours, but those hours paid off because
Yeah.
we would win nationals, we win championships, we'd win all kinds of stuff. And it's just, if you put that into the Christian perspective, it's like, if you don't learn how to study scripture and learn how to use scripture in daily life, see, that was another one of my problems, is I knew scripture, but I didn't know how to use it.
Yeah, right.
I knew scripture, I knew all these stories, but I didn't know how to put them into real life, and I didn't know how to use the scriptures in order to defeat the enemy.
Yeah,
And you
totally.
have
I
to grow
totally agree.
every night,
Yeah.
You got to
Yeah.
work out. I mean, in your spiritual life, you've got to work harder. You've got to train harder. You can't just be like whatever. Because I promise, if you go into life with a whatever attitude, you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, you're totally right. I totally agree. Yeah. Also, some ways to like being a better Christian is having, like you said, having a relationship with him and not religion, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of the most things that God wants with us. He wants to have a relationship with us so he can talk to us, so he can learn about us. 'Cause God already knows about us. He just wants us to have that intimacy with him, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell you, from a devotional I had long time ago, I did this devotional, and it was this person was teaching about how to have a true relationship with God. It was on the Bible app. I can't remember the devotional, or I'd tell you what it is. But anyway, the person was like, if I saw my son walking around with shoelaces untied, and they were just walking, kind of hoping I would see and ask him, "Hey, you want me to tie your shoes?" He's like, "I wouldn't want that for them. I would want them to have the confidence and know that, you can come up and ask me, 'Hey, daddy, can you tie my shoes?'" That's what God wants. He already knows that. He's like that. That guy was like, "I already knew he needed his shoes tied, but I wanted just to see the relationship." And that's what God wants to see. He knows you all the way in and all the way out, but he wants to see if you're honest enough and you desire to gain a relationship with him. Because relationships aren't free. You have to work towards a strong relationship and discipline yourself.
Yeah, you have to like kind of like strive into that, like work better, 'cause God already knows what we want. He just wants us to go and ask. So 'cause like in I think it was in Luke or Matthew where it says like ask and you shall receive. So by faith we know that, and we have to strive in order to get a better relationship and not just be normal religion, you know, sit
Yeah,
and
not be lukewarm.
yeah, totally right.
You're either all in or all out. I mean, that's just that.
Yeah, you can't be just in the neutral. You have to be either warm or cold.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Paul said that it was like, you can't have one foot in the world and one foot in Christianity. You have to be all in or all out, and that's just the facts. You can't be on Sunday saying amen to the preacher and doing all this, but during the weekends you're out drinking, cheating on your wife, and I mean, because that's the sad reality of some preachers.
And I mean, it all comes to light, you know? Whether you do good or bad, it all shows up. Whether, I mean, just like once light hit it, like it just like grows. It's like the darkness falls and everything. 'Cause like I saw about Hillsong or something like that, that like the preacher, he was like molesting these girls or something like that. I can't really find the story, but I'll take time to like read over that some time. But yeah, it was crazy, man.
I know,
How?
yeah, I saw that story, but I don't remember much about it, but yeah.
Yeah. And Hillsong is one of like the best, like, you know, on God, like full on God
Yeah, they're
churches
one of
that
the biggest mega churches too, so. And I think that's the sad part too, is all these mega churches, because that's like where celebrities go, and that's like, like I feel like if you go to a smaller church, the pastor actually gets to know you. Like, even Christ Alive, we're not a huge church, but we're not a small church. So we still have relationships with each other in the church. We still have good fellowship. And I think that's the problem with most of the mega churches, is these people don't have relationships with each other. They may know like one or two people, but I mean, and also just because the preachers don't really care that much, but that's besides the point.
That's totally right. Also, one of the ways that I can be a better Christian is I saw you did one of these episodes on should I listen to rap or what music should I listen to, right? And I listen to all your episodes, I honestly. But yeah, that one was one of the one that hit me, 'cause I usually almost out of anything, I usually struggle with music. I love rap. I love like all the rappers. I just like the genre, right? And like one of the hardest things for me was getting out of it, 'cause like cuss words about molesting women and stuff like that, and it's a struggle, you know? I go maybe like in again, maybe off again, and then it's just like keeps on going, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the thing about it is most Christians don't know how good Christian rap is. They hear Christian rap and they think of like Church Clap, or I mean,
Yeah.
like the original Lecrae.
Yeah.
You know, I promise the I listen to artists that are like I hear a lot of Christian rap, not Christian rap, secular rap in a bunch of different places, and I'm just like, man, this Christian rap is like so much better because Christian rap even makes your soul feel better.
Yeah.
It makes your
Cause
soul feel better. I mean, it's just so much better to me. The beats are just as good. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many artists like Hovi, Ty Brassel. You know,
Yeah.
there's more than just Lecrae and KB. KB's
Yeah.
got good stuff. I'm not. I'm just saying. But like,
Oh,
there's more than Church Clap, and
yeah.
you know, what's his name, Kirk Franklin. You
Yeah.
know, there's more than those people. That's what people don't understand.
Yeah, man. I forgot. I was gonna say something, but I forgot. Yeah, but one of the ways that I just like, I try to stay into like, you know, like the music that doesn't convict me, you know? It doesn't make me question like, is this good? Is this bad? Should I be listening to this morning? Like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I mainly taught about was like it really don't matter what genre you listen to. Because a lot of people put like, well, rock and rap is of the devil. Yeah, when it first started, it was of the devil, but rap is not of the devil. It's the people who are of the devil.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right, yeah. And also, another thing would be that when, you know how I'm kind of, I'm not trying to base everything like off your episodes, but I
You're
saw
good.
them and then it was like, oh wow, and these are good, you know? But all the other thing I saw was like, what are we putting our attention to, you know? What are we putting our more affection to more than Jesus? And one of the ways that I know is like, you know how there's like different these Marvel movies, like these new movies, right? Like most of them are just like LGBTQ plus, you know, based off of that. Now you can't watch like no kid movies because they're all filled
They're
with
all
all of that.
demonic and you know, I mean it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, like the Marvel movies and stuff like that. There's like, it's just like, why choose that instead of like a just normal, like why won't they put Christianity in it instead of like Satanism and stuff like that, like glorifying gods and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's like my main
Because I
question.
mean, you know, true like true Christians, true Christianity cannot be allowed in movies because Hollywood, because Satan runs Hollywood.
Oh
And
yeah.
if Christianity is allowed in Hollywood, then Satan's not going to be allowed in Hollywood.
I mean, it's totally right, 'cause like, you know how like there's like this new movie Doctor Strange coming out. It's like based on sorcery and stuff like that. I mean, Marvel characters, I mean, they're good, you know? It's good movies, right? But like it also depends on your conviction, 'cause that's when you know when you're actually committing sin, because sin is based on your conviction, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
And
and yeah, go ahead.
I mean there's some people that are like, you know, I'm fine. I got a tough soul. I got a tough conscience. But I mean, let's think about this. That's not good if you have a tough conscience that, you know, you can sit and watch movies that have tons of sin in it. If you can sit and watch that and not feel convicted, something is wrong.
Yes, totally.
David was a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
And he would tear up over everything, cry. I'm sure people did not consider him a man. To like, I'm sure, like, I mean, he was a leader over an army, a king over, I mean, he was a king
Yeah.
and wept about everything. I mean, he had convictions like crazy.
Yeah.
And that is a true man of God.
Yeah. 'Cause like the fear of God, you know, just like knowing that you could like automatically like the day after tomorrow you could already like be in hell, you know, and not even
Exactly.
know it. and say, oh, I was a Christian my whole life. No, you weren't. You would be in heaven right now.
Yeah.
And I heard a lot of these great testimonies, like Bill Weiss and other people who go to like hell and then they say it's a horrible place. I mean, it's right. The Bible tells us it's a burning place where you will never escape. It's an eternity.
Like a fire.
Yes. And it's just crazy to think about it, because if you don't have that conviction and you're saying about hell, then there's something wrong with you. Like,
continue, because I'm gonna end up going somewhere.
just like getting, like, if you don't almost cry about it, like saying, like, because like it's good to know where like you're gonna go. It's like, of when you give your heart to Jesus and like you pray that I give you my, I really don't know the prayer, but I was like, on my mouth to confess that Jesus Lord is Christ, right? Yeah, so you're automatically saved, right?
Yeah.
So
if you truly meant it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But then if you go out, like going to clubs and stuff like that, drinking, then that's a question of, did I actually mean it, or am I actually going to hell, you know? So it's like a questioning of, am I going to go to heaven? Am I going to go to hell? Or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what me and my mom and dad were talking about one time. I was like, you know, there's a difference between struggling with sin and living in sin.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, the only thing you should be doing is struggling. If you, like, say, like, you have been drinking for, like, 30 years, and you give your life fully to Christ, and you're drinking every single weekend, every single night, and you're like, I'm just struggling. I'm like, no, you're not struggling. You're living in that sin.
Yeah.
Right. That's just an excuse to keep on drinking. If you're fully saved, you should not be living in a sinful life. Not saying you won't struggle with sin, but you shouldn't be living in a sinful life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that's how to know if you're a good Christian too.
Yeah. Honestly. Because, like, you can't be a good Christian because we all sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all we can do is try to be like God, because we can never compare to God. Because we are flesh. We have fleshly desires. We tend to go watch stuff we ain't supposed to and drink and do all these other type of stuff that is not good for our body. And we just tend to go there, you know?
Yeah. The spirits draw each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were some of my ways that I try to like be a better Christian. So what are some of your ways, Trey?
I think honestly, just, I know we kind of mentioned, I wrote down three starting when we just started, but it was like, you know, guys, just make sure you get a true, like a really strong relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I promise, if you don't have a relationship, then everything else is not going to fall together.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I think another one is just learning to think, act, and love like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the first step in Christianity is giving your all, is submitting to God. I talked about submission in an episode a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But it was about submitting to God. And the first thing is like submitting to God. And going all out for him, starting to get that relationship with him. And then the next thing I feel like is like learning to act, love, and think like Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you are submitting to God and you're submitting to his authority, you will listen to what he's wanting you to do. God will want you to have never-ending love, never-ending forgiveness, you know, just a heart that has so much compassion for people, you know, and if you submit to God, you'll do that.
Yeah.
We're not perfect, so we're not going to be able to have never ending love, never ending forgiveness, but that's what he calls us to do. And then I think like keeping on with it is like, you know, guys, you either go all in or all out. I know I said this before, but it's very true. You either go all in or all out.
Yeah.
You cannot have one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of people that end up in hell.
Yeah.
because they're 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in Christ. But when you're 1 foot in the world, you're giving your body to temptations.
Yeah.
And I promise, if you're only 1 foot in Christ and 1 foot in the world, your temptations are going to override you.
Yeah.
And that's just the sad reality of it. And I mean, I don't know. It's just really, I feel like really the main thing is making sure you get a relationship with God. If you don't, it's okay. Go on the Bible app, look up relationships with, I mean, there's tons of devotionals how to get a relationship with God. There's a book, it's called The Pleasure of His Company by Dutch Sheets. It is an amazing book. I promise that book changed my perspective on how to get a relationship with God.
Yeah,
definitely check out that book. It's let me look at it real quick. The Pleasure of His Company by Dutch Sheets, an amazing book. Go check that out. Order it. I mean, you better be like ordering it right now, getting it. It better be on the way. I mean, it's a great book.
Wait, what was it called again? So make sure I include it in my bio.
All right. The Pleasure of His Company by Dutch Sheets. D-U. Now, let me look at it. His last. Okay, so it's D-U-T-C-H and then S-H-E-E-T-S. Dutch Sheets. It's an amazing book. If he's going to include it, you know, in the link, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, a great book. You need to check that out. I promise.
Yeah.
It changed my relationship with God forever. Quick story on it was that I was an intern at our church, summer intern. One of the associate pastors came in and she had that book. And she's like, so who was born in July? Well, me and this other boy were born in July, but I raised my hand first. So she gave it to me. And I was like, what am I going to do with this book? So then one day I was like, all right, I'm going to read it, just to see. And I read it. And I'm telling you, I've read that book twice. It was so good.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Cause you were there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. I'm just telling you guys, it's a really good book. But like I said, make sure you get a true relationship with God. Because if you don't have the relationship, nothing else will fall together. Cause if you don't have the relationship and if you don't submit to God, you're not going to know how to think, act, and love like Him. And you're definitely not going to have the idea of going all in or all out cross your mind either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just all starts with that relationship and that submission to Him, being humble.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally right. And being humble is a big thing, literally a big thing. Mainly I struggled with that. I still struggle with that, honestly. Being humble is like not showing everybody that I won an award. Because it's amazing, you know, feeling when you get an award and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, and people pat you on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, I'm not going to, like, but, like, an example was that our football team, we came in second. And, yeah, you know, honestly, we always come in first, but we came in second this time. So it really just showed me that I have to stay more humble than ever, because like I have to like be self-appreciated and not tell everybody, oh look, we did this and we did that and stuff like that, and just give everybody's attention instead of like giving all glory to God for protecting me this season and just like for Him carrying us and guiding us, you know.
And I think pride, you know, I think that want and that desire to get attention is mainly insecurities. Cause I know that's what I had. I don't know if I'm not saying that's your issue, but I'm saying that was my issue mainly, was my insecurities. I felt like I had to have someone say something encouraging or see all I've done in order to make me feel better because of my insecurities. So I feel like that's a main problem, is just your insecurities. Feeling like you have to have something, because if you're secure in God, you're not going to care about what anybody else thinks.
Yeah totally agree. Well, honestly, that's all that I really have. Just like main point was like have a better relationship with the Lord as being a Christian and being like into it, not just 1 foot out, 1 foot in. all the way in, all the way going full speed, you know, trying to having that fire of God, that fear of God, honestly, and just living with Jesus and trying to make it to the end of the day.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add, you know?
No, I mean, I think I'm good right now. You know, I mean, we summarize everything up. Just get a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to discipline yourself. So,
Oh, yeah.
but yeah, that's all I got.
Worse. Yeah. Well, hey, we did 32 minutes. And that's like the second longest episode that I had.
Yeah,
And
I think
that's
you had
crazy.
one that's like an hour long, look like.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing, honestly. Honestly, this podcast has reached many countries.
Yeah, same.
So, like Germany, Sweden, United Kingdom, France, Singapore, India.
Sweet.
Those are the ones. And I'll make sure y'all go to listen to Trey's episodes. I'll link his podcast in there so y'all can go listen to that.
Yep,
And
just look up Teen Talks and put Trey Vella. We got everywhere. You know, you got Spotify, you got Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever. Even if you don't use any of those, I got almost every single platform. It is on there, so go check it out. We just finished season one. Just finished season one. We had 10 episodes in. It was really fun. Hopefully gonna start season two here in just a little bit, but
okay, guys, that was the end of the video. Thank you for listening into this week's episode. I will have more episodes coming out. And as always, thank you. God bless everyone. And make sure you follow and share wherever you listen to your platform from. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. God bless.